Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Heart of Henry Quantum, a novel by Pepper Harding. Read by Kirby Hayborn, Madeline Mabey, and Candace Thaxton.
Finally, it was Gretchen's turn. She was about 50 years old, which was actually quite old for this job. By 50, she should have at least been an executive VP and not just a brand VP. But she was an idiot, and there was nothing she could do about it. "Well," she said with a bright and somewhat off-putting smile, "I don't really have much to add. I guess we're not quite there yet. Why don't we take another stab at it? Excellent work, everyone." And just then, Frank Bigelow, Henry's boss, the one with his name on the door, popped his head in. "Anyone for Michael Mina?" he said, meaning the clients, not the staff. But then he added, "Quantum, you want to join us?" "Can't," said Henry, half truthfully. "I have an appointment, but enjoy yourselves." And off they went to spend about $800 on lunch. In the emptiness that followed, Henry Quantum announced that he would write up a meeting report and do a new creative brief, and with great enthusiasm told them the work was brilliant and the clients were just Philistines. Alan Schwartz stood up. "Did you see the look on Gretchen's face? We might as well have been reciting Finnegan's Wake." When he left, Denise gathered up the layouts. "Alan needs to feel his work means something." "What a shame," quipped Henry, which to his surprise elicited a gay laugh from Denise. He had been serious. In any event, Denise took off a minute or two later, and Henry was left alone with his laptop. He looked at his watch. 11:30. He would do a couple of little housekeeping things on his computer and then go get the perfume. The housekeeping had to do with the notes for Protox and how to make the client's idiotic comments cogent. He sighed.